I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is The Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July the 21st. 20 years to the day since The Princess Diaries was released in cinemas, 15 years since Kevin Smith's comedy sequel Clerks 2, and it's 4 years today since Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk and the smash hit Girls Trip were released. It's birthday to Josh Hartnett, Juno Temple, Rory Culkin, and John Lovitz, and it's the day we should probably talk about all of this. Christopher Landon, the man behind Blumhouse horror comedy hits Freaky and Happy Death Day, has been signed by Netflix to write and direct their forthcoming family adventure film, We Have a Ghost. Landon will adapt the feature script from Jeff Manor's short story, Ernest, with newly crowned Captain America Anthony Mackie already on board to star opposite Stranger Things and Black Widow's David Harbour, comedian Tig Notaro, and American Pie's Jennifer Coolidge. The story follows Kevin, who finds a ghost named Ernest haunting his new house, and who, because this is the 21st century, becomes an overnight social media sensation. But when he and Ernest go rogue to investigate the mystery of the latter's past, they unwittingly become targets of the CIA. There's no production schedule for We Have a Ghost just yet, but shooting's expected to get underway shortly.
It's so following us!
Guys!
You're black! I'm gay! We are so dead!
Where'd You Go, Bernadette actress and comedy fan fave Judy Greer is set to lead the independent picture L.A. Bound. It'll mark the second movie from writer-director Chris McGowan, whose feature debut, Chasing Nightmares, is still yet to launch, currently languishing in post-production with no release date of which to speak. McGowan's second project, L.A. Bound, centers on a small-town high school soccer star who, after ruining his college scholarship, moves to Los Angeles to pursue acting in honor of his late sister's passion for the stage. The majority of the cast still yet to be finalized, but it's been confirmed that Greer will appear opposite the lead of the CW's superhero series Stargirl, Breck Basinger. Greer, meanwhile, can next be seen in David Gordon Green's long-delayed and eagerly awaited horror sequel Halloween Kills, which is scheduled to hit screens on the 15th of October. Before that, however, she can be heard on the small screen in the astonishing 12th season of the animated espionage sitcom Archer, where she'll return as the masochistic receptionist Cheryl Tunt on the 25th of August.
You got another one in ya?
Ew, I don't.
Tease.
And I'm sorry for that one.
And finally, in a heartwarming bit of news out of Japan, the beloved Studio Ghibli Museum has been saved by crowdfunding. The delightful museum has been a well-loved attraction of Mitaka City, Tokyo for 20 years now. A monument to Studio Ghibli and its famed director Hayao Miyazaki, the museum celebrates the animated creations and history of the studio, which has been referred to as Japan's answer to the Walt Disney Company. But the museum has fallen on hard times, having had to close twice due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That loss in revenue has meant that the necessary maintenance and repairs have been unable to be met, and the venue as a result was threatened with closure. With nowhere else to turn, the city of Mitaka itself launched a crowdfunding drive for the museum, requesting individual donations of 5,000 yen, roughly around $45, which could thus be considered tax write-offs. With a goal of 10 million yen, or $90,000, the city launched the drive arrive on Friday, their goal being smashed, however, in just 24 hours. The museum having now raised 23.4 million yen, a whopping 215,000 US. The donation drive still has around 6 months to go, but it's fair to say that the Ghibli Museum is well and truly safe and will be set to reopen with some new attractions in the coming months.
And the Oscar goes to... Spirited Away, Hayao Miyazaki.
For one day only, you can catch the action sports documentary Reset in cinemas today, while Netflix are adding the Russian disaster picture Chernobyl 1986, the Nigerian thriller Sanitation Day, and the animated adventure Troll Hunters Rise of the Titans to their library. MUBI subscribers today, meanwhile, are treated to Ayo Akinbade's Fire in My Belly, and on Freeview, there's Memento showing on BBC Two, Big Eyes, X-Men Apocalypse, and Maze Runner The Death Cure on Film 4, The Fifth Element's on 5-star, Cell and Fright Night are showing on the Horror Channel, ITV4 have got License to Kill and The Revenant, Hacksaw Ridge is on the Paramount Network, and great movies are showing Stepmom, Love and Mercy, and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Danish World War II drama Into the Darkness. That was the Daily Reel for Wednesday, July 20th. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.